Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. This is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by once again. Game 2 of 6 between the Green Jackets and River Dogs. And Augusta looking for a quick turn of the page here as we reach Game 2. Game 1 did not go their way last night. Charleston jumped all over them early to win 14-6. Most hits given up by the Green Jackets pitching staff last night as the River Dogs collected 21. Over half of those came in the first two innings of that game, including 7 that came in the second. But now you have a chance to move on quickly. Got game 2 of 6, trying to even things up with Jordano Perez back on the mound. And he'll look to build off his excellent start last time against Columbia. Delivered the second quality start for the Green Jackets this season after going 6 innings in a blowout victory against the Fireflies. 6 innings, 2 runs. Struck out just 1, but got a lot of ground ball outs, 11 to be exact. He'll look to replicate that against a team that hits the ball on the ground quite a bit in the Charleston River Dogs, although we didn't see much of that last night. But they'll be facing a good pitcher, J.J. Goss. He's a top 20 prospect in the Rays system. Hasn't gone deep into games this year. He's working his way back from injury in the COVID year, but he is going to be their starter tonight for the River Dogs. It's Goss and Perez in game number 2 of this 6-game series. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. We'll come back and take a deeper dive into the starters after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Built by Tax Slayer here from Charleston, South Carolina. Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark gearing up for game number 2 of 6 between the Green Jackets and River Dogs as he looked to get over the hump here. Have had a tough time beating these two guys in this field. 1-17 last year, now 0-1 to start off 2022. 14-6 they fell last night. Looked to bounce back behind right-hander Jordano Perez, who has been a bright spot for the Green Jackets on the mound. A team that's throwing the ball very well from a rotations point of view. Yesterday only got 1 inning out of Jorge Bautista, but one of those outings where you just tip your cap to the opposition. They hit the ball very hard against him. Now you look for a little bit of a bounce back behind Perez, who's a quick worker. Didn't throw a ton of pitches in the 6 innings. Got a lot of balls on the ground early in count. 11 of the 18 outs he recorded were on the ground. 1 strikeout, 1 walk in the game, so a lot of action against him. And we'll see if he can get a lot of Charleston hitters on their front foot today. As the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, age 21, will face J.J. Goss, another 21-year-old right-hander from Cypress, Texas in the Houston area. A draft pick of Tampa Bay back in 2019. He's dealt with shoulder injuries the COVID year. Hasn't been able to fully unlock himself fully, but he has been one of the players to watch in the Rays system. Currently top 20 prospect, his first 3 starts of the year, all just 2 innings, the last 3, all 3 innings. So he's quietly getting built back up as a starter. He'll make his 7th appearance on the mound this year. He will be looking to possibly go a little further in this game, probably going to see a lot of 3, maybe 4 innings max from tonight, depending how it goes. But he's making his 7th start of the year and the 18th of his professional career. It's Goss against Perez in game 2. We'll take another break. Come back with our drive around the league here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
TaxSlayer from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in the great city of Charleston, South Carolina. Now time for a drive around the league as we check out some Carolina League scores and also within the Braves affiliations. A couple finals in the Carolina League already today, two afternoon affairs, one of them in Columbia where the Fireflies took an early 2-0 lead on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, but that would not last very long. The Pelicans scored 13 unanswered runs to rout the Fireflies in game two, 13-2 the final. Myrtle Beach has now won two in a row in that series, four overall. Fayetteville, nice comeback effort today to beat Kannapolis, down 1-0 in the seventh, score once in the frame to tie it. An additional time in the eighth to win it 2-1 over the Cannonballers. Woodpeckers have won the first two games of that series. Delmarva goes for a third straight win tonight. They host Fredericksburg starting at 7:05. Salem hosts Lynchburg tonight. Hillcats won that game yesterday in Carolina and Down East in a matter of moments from Zebulon, North Carolina. In the Braves affiliation ranks today, three games in addition to this one. None have started yet. Gwinnett hosts the Memphis Redbirds. Memphis won the opener yesterday. Rome is at Aberdeen. Maryland once again take on the Ironbirds. High A team with the Baltimore Orioles. And Biloxi is at Mississippi later on tonight to take on the Braves and the Shuckers. Major League Club today fell an extra innings to the Milwaukee Brewers. A walk-off home run by Keston Hira ends that game. What was a very good pitching matchup. Max Fried against Corbin Burns, the reigning Cy Young winner. And it was looking good for Atlanta, up 4-0, but they were not able to hold that lead. Brewers tied in the ninth and eventually won it in the 11th inning. So the Braves fall in 2-3 games in Milwaukee. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. When we return, we'll check out the Star and Lamps game two at River Dogs and Green Jackets on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted health.
Dogs, big game in the South Division of the Carolina League standings. Green Jackets currently in third place. River Dogs in second. Both looking up at Myrtle Beach right now. I guess looking to even this series after yesterday's defeat. And here's their lineup for game number two. The Green Jackets are 20-14 in the season, led by first-year manager Nestor Perez. They are the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Caleb Durbin is in the leadoff spot today. He is at third base. Batting second, shortstop, Cal Conley. Batting third in left field, Stephen Polini. Batting cleanup, catcher, Adam Zabrowski. Brandel Mesquita is in right field and batting fifth. In the sixth spot, first baseman, Makai Backstrom. In the seventh spot, designated hitter, Braulio Vasquez. Caden Morton bats eighth in center field. And rounding out the order in the ninth spot for Augusta is the second baseman, Brian Klein. Once again for the Green Jackets, it's Durbin, Conley, Polini, Zabrowski, Mesquita, Backstrom, Vasquez, Morton, and Klein. Giordano Perez gets the start today for Augusta, his third of the season. First against the River Dogs, coming off a quality start last time out a week ago against the Columbia Fireflies. Here's the lineup for the Charleston River Dogs he will take on tonight. They are 22-12 on the year, led by manager Blake Butera. They are the single-A affiliates of the Tampa Bay Rays. Shane Sasaki leads things off again. He is the center fielder. Batting second, shortstop, Carson Williams. Up to the three spot today, third baseman, Willie Vasquez. Batting cleanup, designated hitter, Bobby Seymour. In the five spot, right fielder, Mason R. Batting sixth at second base for the River Dogs is Abiazel Ramirez. Batting seventh, first base, Fredville Chavez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luis Leon. And in the ninth spot for the River Dogs is the left fielder, Onia Mansueta. Once again for the River Dogs, Sasaki, Williams, Vasquez, Seymour, Auer, Ramirez, Chavez, Leon, and Mansueta. J.J. Goss, the right-hander from Cypress, Texas, gets the call. The 2019 draft pick in the second round for the Rays. Top 20 prospect makes his seventh start of the season for Charleston. Umpires for tonight behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes, is Mickey Smith. Josh Michael has the base paths here in this second game of the series. Now time for the Augusta University injury report. Currently, three Green Jackets are on the IL as we play today. That would be Ben Thompson, a pair of left-handers, and Adam Shoemaker and Sam Strickland. Thompson dealing with a bit of an arm issue. Shoemaker has got a shoulder injury, and Sam Strickland is dealing with a blister on his throwing hand. One final break for us. We'll come back with the opening pitch. Green Jackets, River Dogs next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on ya. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on ya.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Mitchell Speltz with you from Charleston, South Carolina, Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. We are gearing up for game number 2. Green Jackets and River Dogs are ready to get things started as the River Dogs have taken the field today on this Military Appreciation Night here from the Joe as we check out the starting lineups tonight. For the Green Jackets, looking for a bit of a bounce back here tonight. Caleb Durbin will lead it off. Cal Conley bats second. Stephen Pelini in the 3-hole. In the middle, Adam Zabrowski, Randall Mesquita, Makai Backstrom, Braulio Vasquez, Caden Morton, and Brian Klein. The bottom three for Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets. They'll face off with right-hander J.J. Goss from Cypress, Texas at Cypress Ranch High School in Texas. He's making his 7th start of the year. 0-1 record with a 3.60 earned run average. His 6 starts have all been short ones. His first 3 have been 2 innings. His last 3 have been 3 innings. So they've been watching that arm of his, but he's been a good one for the Rays system. He's top 20 in their farm system consensus as he gets the ball for his 7th start of the season. His defense tonight a little bit different tonight. In left field is O'Neill Mansueta. Shane Sasaki once again in center field, with the right fielder being Mason Auer. Willie Vasquez once again at third with Carson Williams at short. At second base today is Abizel Ramirez. And at first is Fredville Chavez. River Dogs today in their red uniforms, white numbers with the blue sleeves, blue ball caps, green jackets in their digital camo military uniforms, light green and forest green camouflage with the gray pants and green ball caps. As Goss finishes up his warm-up toss, and we are just about set to go. Here from Charleston, Mickey Smith, the home plate umpire for tonight. Josh Michael is on the base pass as Augusta looks to even things up in this series. Game number 2 as Caleb Durbin is in there against the right-hander J.J. Goss. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday night. Another good one for baseball here right off the coast of the Atlantic. Righty on righty, first pitch to Caleb Durbin is right in there with a fastball at 93, and off we go. At 7:09 locally here tonight, 80 degrees, wind blowing in straight from center field. 0-1 pitch. Durbin lines one right to first. A hooker that goes right to Chavez. And that's out number one. Didn't even have to move. Just a little squat down by the first baseman for Charleston. And a hard hit ball off the bat of Caleb Durbin is the first out of the ball game. Chavez getting his first action of the series. Three different River Dogs are in there compared to last night. An offense that was very productive. First pitch to Cal Conley is lifted on a line to shallow left. This will be playable and caught out there by Mansueta, and they're quickly two away. Four pitches, two outs for the right-hander J.J. Goss, and now it'll be Stephen Pollini. Green Jackets went down quickly to start the game yesterday, and then everything opened up for Charleston after that. Scored 14 runs in the game, nine of them within the first two innings. Augusta in a hole, they just were not able to come back from. They put up a little bit of a fight, putting up six runs throughout the game as Goss deals to Pollini outside for ball one. But as well struck a baseball as we've seen from the first inning to the last, Charleston had 21 hits in the game. 1-0 pitch, Pollini lasers one to left field. This one's falling fast, and it's past Mansueta, and it'll get to the wall. Stephen Pollini on his way to second. He's going to make the turn. He's going to go halfway, then retreat. Good decision as his helmet flies off. He had it all dialed up to make it to third base on that, but by the time he got halfway, he realized that wasn't a good idea. It is hard to triple when you hit the ball to left field, but Stephen Pollini staying hot. Fourth hit of the series, had a three-hit game last night, his first of the year, and he is in the scoring position with a hard-hit laser down the left field line going the opposite way. Puts himself into scoring position for Adam Zebrowski. Nothing-nothing game here in the top of the first inning. The Green Jackets, though, have a threat going. We were two outs, and it's J.J. Goss. Now Zebrowski's in there from the cleanup spot once again. Goss a check to second base. First pitch to Zebrowski is a bender that hits the inside corner. And it's 0-1 to the Augusta catcher. Doing the catching for back-to-back games. Zebrowski yesterday reached once in four tries at the plate. As Goss, not much of a look to second. The 0-1, a half swing, a slider down away. He laid off the ask. He did not go. One ball and one strike. He's looking to get his bat going in this series. He's had a very productive year as Adam Zebrowski. Three home runs. He's driven in 17. On base percentage north of 400 at the 1-1 pitch is rifled foul. That'll get into the right field area seat. Zebrowski a little late on it. One ball, two strikes. As J.J. Goss is about to throw his ninth pitch of the inning. And he's in the midst of his fourth batter. Nothing-nothing game, but Augusta with something cooking here with two outs. 1-2. Zebrowski took one just off the outside edge. A slider that just missed. The infield was moving towards their first base dugout. However, just off the edge, says Mickey Smith. And it's 2-2. That's a good catcher's eye right there. Read that one well off the hand. Deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch is in the dirt. And the count goes full. The average stands at 241 for Zebrowski, but an on-base percentage of 400. Mostly due in part to his team best, 21 walks drawn. For a power hitter, that is very impressive for Adam Zebrowski. Most guys like him would have maybe not as good discipline, but he sees the ball very well. 3-2 pitch. Zebrowski liner to third. That is bobbled by Vasquez. Regathers on a hop. Throw to first in time to get Zebrowski. Took a step back. Played the in-between. And it bounced out of his glove. But he kept it right in front of him to throw out the Augusta catcher. And Pollini will be left stranded in scoring position. 5-3 on the final putout. Through a half into play. It's Augusta nothing. Charleston coming up. Giordano Perez back to the mound for the Green Jackets. After this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Toes to slap for the Green Jackets. Nothing-nothing game, bottom of the first. Steven Pelini left strand at second base. Now Perez looking to build off his excellent start last time out. A quality one against the Columbia Firefly. Six innings, two runs scored. 11 ground ball outs. The sinker baller from the Dominican Republic gets set to face a tough Charleston lineup coming back from last night with 14 runs. Here's their starting nine tonight. Shane Sasaki leads it off, by Carson Williams and Willie Vasquez. Bobby Seymour, Mason Auer, and Abiazel Ramirez in the sixth spot. Fredville Chavez, Luis Leon, and O'Neill Mansueta, the bottom three for Blake Butera's Charleston River Dogs. Stephen Pelini, Kaden Martin, and Brandel Mesquita left to right in the outfield. Caleb Durbin's at third base with Cal Conley at short. Brian Klein gets the call at second with Mekhi Backstrom at first. Adam Zabrowski hanging the signs for Jordano Perez. First pitch is yanked foul by Sasaki, and it's 0-1. The right-handed hitting center fielder. Charleston coming off their best offensive performance of the season yesterday. 21 hits mentioned in the top half of the inning. Or 14 runs. After the first two innings, they had 9 runs on 11 hits. 0-1 pitch to Zaki. Serves one towards short. It's over Cal Conley's head into shallow left center field. And Sasaki is aboard. Didn't hit it all that hard, but just got enough elevation on it to get it over Conley. Leadoff man on, and a very dangerous one in Sasaki, and here is Carson Williams. Part of Charleston's offensive success comes from their dominant play on the base paths, and Sasaki is as good as anybody in minor league baseball. 25 for 25 stealing bases. Reached in the first inning yesterday. He took off on the very next pitch and reached safely, although it was close. Perez a snap throw over to first, but Sasaki dives back in, 1-0. No pitches yet to Williams. Nothing. But Sasaki's one of that guy, he can just go on whichever pitch he chooses. He's that fast. Perez a look over him. He stays put as Williams takes a ball inside. Yes, with a sinker at 89. One ball and no strikes. Four-pitch mix for Perez. He's got a fastball-sinker combo. That sinker was a big pitch last time out. Also has a changeup and a slider he'll go to. Another throw over to first, and back with a dive is Sasaki. Now that's the key thing when you work with a guy like Suzaki. You want to keep him close by throwing over, but you only get three of them now per at-bat. And the more you throw over and the more he gets back, the more of an advantage it becomes for the base runner. And Sasaki in this instance, 1-0 pitch. Williams takes a strike on the inside corner, bell high. Got to turn his head. Not in agreement with Mickey Smith. 1-1. Perez trying to keep Sasaki at bay at first and trying to see if he can get one on the ground from Carson Williams, a very dangerous hitter. 1-1 pitch is bounced to short. Could be two. Conley a juggle, but flips to Klein for one. A relay to first is going to be not in time. Just getting there was Williams. I'm not sure if Baxter pulled his foot or not. That was not the signal from the umpire on the bases, Josh Michael. But Williams just able to beat it out. Looks like it could have gone either way. Bang, bang. Goes to the runner in that instance, but they wipe out Sasaki. Fielder's choice for Williams, and now here's Willie Vasquez. When you get that guy on at first, Perez has just as good a chance as anybody is wiping him out with that double play ball. This is Willie Vasquez in the three spot today. Another throw over to first as Williams dives back in. 1-0. Or again, no count. Force a habit. Going back to that double play ball, Cal Conley had a very slight bobble. It wasn't much as he played the in-between hop, but if that's as clean as it gets, that's probably a double play. But Williams, just like Sasaki, also runs very well. Great athlete over there at first. First pitch is a strike to Perez, or Vasquez, excuse me, from Perez. It's 0-1. Vasquez batted six yesterday, did a lot of damage in that spot. Three hits, three RBIs. 0-1. Vasquez takes a fastball in, and it's one ball, one strike. Currently riding an eight-game hit streak is Vasquez. Has helped get his average back into a very good spot. Currently at 197, but it was down for a while. And now starting to see the ball well, make some good contact. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss. Fastball by him. At 90 miles an hour, 1-2. Perez, not a hard thrower, not going to overpower you, but strikeouts aren't his thing. He's a guy that's going to induce weak contact instead, get you out that way. 1-2 pitch. Vasquez, a swing and a miss. There you go. Four-pitch strikeout to Vasquez, and there are two away. Right on cue, and I say, not a big strikeout guy. Picks up a K, but it works out for him. Had just one strikeout last time against Columbia. Most of his balls were put in play. Only had one walk in addition to that. He's a guy that came up mostly as a back-end reliever, and now he is working as a starter with the Green Jackets, and most sinker ballers like him work in that role. Yeah, Seymour bats. First lefty has another throw over to first by Perez. He's back with a dive as Williams. That's one thing you're seeing early on tonight that we didn't see a whole lot yesterday, that running game for Augusta. On the opposite end of it, for what Charleston's going to try and do, a lot of throwovers. You got three per plate appearance, so you might as well use them. As the pitch to Seymour runs a little down and in, threw him a changeup. 1-0. It's kind of a thing that scares you off. You look at it and say, only got three, so I'm going to try and not use them. But the thing is, it's using them in the right spot. As the crowd gets into it a little bit, have another good crowd on hand here in Charleston. Nothing-nothing game. Bottom of the first inning with Bobby Seymour at the plate. Dabrowski puts the target outside. The pitch goes there, but it's in the dirt. And it's 2-0. Missed with a sinker. Sinker, another variation of a fastball. There's a few of them. Sinker being one that has a lot of downward movement. High contact pitch, but a lot of hitters are going to get on top of it, and that's going to cause a lot of balls to be hit on the ground. They set up outside again. 2-0 pitch. Seymour takes one in that spot, and it's a strike. Bullseye right where Adam Zabrowski wanted that thing, and it's two balls and a strike. Umpires will reward you. When a catcher sets up inside, outside, up, you put it right in their glove. As long as it's right on the edge of the strike zone, they'll give it to you. Another throw over by Perez. Sharp throw, but back with a dive again is Carson Williams. He's standing over there after he replaced Sasaki after the fielder's choice. Each team with a hit in the opening inning. Sasaki for Charleston. Stephen Pelini for Augusta. Slight pull shift on for Seymour, who just missed a home run in last night's game. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with a beautiful slider. Two balls and two strikes. Got the wind blowing in calmly from center. It is consistent. It's a nice breeze on what is a 80-degree night here in Charleston. From a weather perspective, feels great. Baseball-wise, might knock it down a little bit. Those fly balls in that direction. 2-2 pitch is outside. Fastball at 91 from Perez. It's 3-2. That'll give Carson Williams a head start over at first base. Perez endures on a 16th pitch of the inning coming up to Bobby Seymour. Two-thirds of his pitches have been in the strike zone. Guy's not going to walk many. There's a lot of strikes. 3-2 pitch, a bouncing ball that is air down the first base side. Backstrom knocks it down, deflects to Klein, and they're not going to get anybody. At the very least, Mekhi Backstrom may have saved a run. That one looks like an issue. It's going to go foul. It just stayed fair. Backstrom knocked it down with his wrist. Just off the tip of the glove, that'll be an infield hit for Bobby Seymour. Again, if that gets by Backstrom and down the line with Williams running, he is likely scoring on that play. So it saves a run for now. Check that. They're actually going to give that an error. Little surprised by that. Tough play, but you can certainly make the argument. I mean, you can ask the fielder and Mekhi Backstrom in this instance. I think he can make that play, and he probably tells you yes. He's very sure-handed over there. First pitch to Mason Auer is a fastball by him, and it's 0-1. I think he can give a tough hit on that. But each scorer has their own unique way they look at things, and that's a good thing. 0-1 of the five hitter for Charleston. The pitch from Perez is a little low. Just for the sinker, one ball, one strike. No final score here in the bottom of the first. Perez, a bit of a long first inning. One ball, one strike, the count. The pitch coming is a strike right on the inside corner of the right-handed hour. 1-2. Going back to Perez for a second. Doesn't walk a whole lot, but a big part of that is a lot of the counts he gets never gets the two strikes or three balls. He normally settles in about three, 4 pitches, considering how much strikes he's thrown. 1-2 pitch is lifted in the air, shallow right. Brian Klein goes back. Brandel Mesquita comes in. It'll be Klein making the catch. In foul territory, reach down for it and snags it away to get Mason Hour out. So that'll retire the side for the River Dogs in the bottom of the first inning. Neither team score. Perez strands a couple, and we go to the second inning. Green Jackets nothing, River Dogs nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Thing. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Belts with you from Charleston, South Carolina. Top of the second inning. No score. Yordano Perez strands a couple in the bottom half of the first inning. Gets around a single and an error. We are in the second inning. Green Jackets have Brandel Mesquita leading things off against J.J. Goss. Here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. The Joe, they call it here in Charleston. As Mesquita coming off a multi-game hit yesterday. Puts his signature in the dirt and then walks to the right-handed batter's box. Third base dugout, and we are ready to get the second inning started. That's a five-hitter. Brandel Mesquita is in there. That's his top offensive player on the season. First pitch from Goss to Mesquita is a big swing and a foul back. And a monster rip on a fastball in the outer part, and it's 0-1. Mesquita, one or two Green Jackets who have multiple hits. Stephen Pelini continued his way to the first inning double. Now Mesquita the other one as he swings and sends that one to right center field. On the run and running it down in the alley is Sasaki. There aren't too many center fielders who catch up to that one. He covered a lot of ground fast out there. Got all the way to right center field and he takes one away from Brandel Mesquita. One out. Talk about Caden Morton. The way he can really fly out there. Sasaki is right in that department. In that category, the way he can run out there. Very, very, very fast. One gone now for Mekhi Backstrom as he bats with the bases empty. First pitch to Mekhi, sails up and away, and it's one ball, no strikes. J.J. Goss, former second-round pick by Tampa Bay back in 2019, facing the big swinging Backstrom. As that one swung on and fouled back, out of play to the left side. 1-1. Trying to get to the fast track of his career, dealt with an injury, a labrum issue in the shoulder, and was on the cusp of needing Tommy John. Didn't quite need surgery for it. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-2. But was in a spot where it could rehab and heal on its own, and that's what he did. Elected to avoid the surgery, which is something that knocks you out for over 12 months. 1-2 pitch outside. 2-2. That damage to the throwing elbow for a lot of pitchers. Even happens to position players sometimes, but coming back from shoulder issue, an elbow issue, COVID year in 2020. 2-2 pitch is upstairs, and the count is full to Mekhi Backstrom. So that's the reason why Charleston has been cautious with him. He's a top 20 prospect in their system, was a 37th overall pick 3 years ago. 3-2 pitch. He lost him, missed outside. And Mekhi Backstrom, 1-2 down the count, works three straight outside the zone. And he is a one-out base runner here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Braulio Vasquez. Green Jackets looking to score first here tonight. Top of the second, no score. But the Rays are one of the organizations that are very cautious with their pitchers. And their minor league organization has been a pitching factory. As Vasquez bats, Backstrom over at first. First offering to Vasquez is low. One ball, no strikes. Especially when you have a big arm like Goss. Last thing you want to do, especially when he's kind of on the road back. He's been good this year, but it's been mostly just one time through the order for him. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez takes one a little low right off the outside edge. Two balls and no strikes. Young arms in a game where stuff has exemplified over the last handful of years. You're seeing big-time stuff. Fastball, sliders, a lot of strikeouts. Put stress on that arm, so you're going to be cautious with it. 2-0 pitch. Vasquez grounds one to short. Could be two. Williams flips to second. Ramirez's relay is in time for a 6-4-3 double play. So the one-out walk is wiped away on a double play started up by Carson Williams and J.J. Goss. Puts down the Green Jackets and three batters in the top half of the second. We go to the bottom half. It's still Augusta nothing, Charleston nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sure down, Perez. Nothing. Our score. Bottom of the second inning. And Abazel Ramirez leads it off for Charleston. Now the relay throw over to first on the inning-ending double play. Starting at second tonight for Charleston. Here on this military appreciation night. At the Joe here in Charleston. First pitch to the lefty. Ramirez is a strike knee-high with a sinker. No balls in one strike to the count. To the switch inning, Ramirez. He is the only switch here in the lineup. What is mostly right-handers in there for the River Dogs. The one pitch is a slider that missed just a bit down and in. Good pitch that time from Perez. Didn't miss by a whole lot. Bit of a pull shift down for Ramirez. Break-even pitch is down and away. Two balls and one strike. Ramirez just his eighth game of the year. He is 7-for-25 at the plate. On those seven hits, he has driven in five with also a home run mixed in there. 2-1 pitch is a high chopper that is foul on the first base side. Two balls and two strikes. As Perez continues to work the ball down in the zone, his specialty. 2-2 the count. Zabrowski puts up the target down and away. Here's the pitch. It's foul to the left side. That one will spray its way into the seats. Says 2-2 on the second baseman for Charleston. They go to that same exact spot. Here comes Perez. And he got a soft tapper that went off the front foot of Ramirez. And he nags extra second to walk that one off. down a little bit of pain. Little punches to his legs trying to loosen it up. Those ones will sting even if it gets you in a protected area. Perez is 2-2 again. He got him this time. Chased one down the dirt. And that's strikeout number two for Jordano Perez. Wins a long battle against Ramirez. And there is one away for Vedril Chavez. And some long counts against the River Dogs. And that was something that Jorge Bautista saw on his outing last night. That lasted just an inning plus against Charleston. First pitch coming to Chavez is a strike right along the outside corner. The righty first baseman tonight for the River Dogs. But a lot of the hits that Charleston had against them were with two strikes. Matter of fact, eight of those 11. As there's a bouncer up the middle, moving over his Klein. He has it near shortstop. He'll flip it over to first and get Chavez in plenty of time. Had a little bit of a shift on, so Klein had the closer play to that one. And when he was throwing that ball, he's about near where Cal Conley was set up. Makes the play. Two up, two down. And here's Luis Leon. Another out on the ground induced by Jordano Perez. And now two away for Luis Leon. And a scoreless game with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. 4-3 on that last put out. First pitch coming is off the inside corner to Leon. One ball, no strikes. Leon DH last night. Tonight he's catching. Part of a three-catcher rotation for Charleston. 1-0 pitch is too low. He will change up. Two balls and no strikes. Michael Berglund did the catching last night. Did an excellent job doing so. He's got the night off. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. And it sails outside. Missed with a fastball. Three balls and no strikes the count. Great count for Leon. Perez trying to avoid his first walk. Rio is in the dirt. Four pitches that weren't all that close. It's an easy base on balls for Luis Leon. And there's a two-out base runner for O'Neill Mansueta. I don't see many at-bats like that from Jordano Perez. He throws a lot of strikes. And now here's Mansueta. No bat as a right-hander. Righty-on-righty matchup. Perez kicks and deals. A first pitch fouled away. Got a piece of a slider. Late foul call by Mickey Smith. Had Leon confused by a little bit over at first base. Wasn't sure whether to run or watch that one just trickle behind him. Now it's nothing to one to Mansueta making his first appearance in the series. 26th game for him as he rolls that one towards short. Klein dives. He knocks it down. Gets to his feet and throws out Mansueta. A stoppage of play. Not sure what this is all about. The umpire on the bases is calling something. I'm not sure what, but I think this is going against Augusta. I'm not sure what this is. And now Nestor Perez is coming out. I think they're calling this a foul ball. They're sending Mansueta back to the box. Wait, no, I think they're calling a balk here. They're giving Leon second base. Mansueta goes back to the box. Pitch will not count. Neither will a fantastic play. And Nestor Perez wants an explanation from Josh Michael on the base pass. I did not see a whole lot there, but if it was a balk call, it was a very late one. Because the play still continued. If it's a balk, you kind of have to stop that while it's going on. As Perez is one who says his piece. Norman never gets animated out there, but he's having a deep discussion with the base umpire out there. Very got to keep his emotions in check, and now Perez is going to talk to Perez and ask him what he did or try not to do it, and just a little tip of advice, a teaching moment on the mound. So as soon as he was done talking with the umpire, he went to his pitcher and told him what he did wrong in a brief teaching lesson. That's the kind of manager Nestor Perez is, though. He's one that loves teaching his young players. He's talking with Mike Steed now, the pitching coach, on what occurred there. And again, didn't seem all that displeased about it. Just wanted the explanation, and very mild-mannered manager. Now heads back to the dugout. The count is 0-1 now to Mansueta. The pitch to him is bounced towards short. Cal Conley on two hops picks it up, fires to first, and that'll do it now for the inning. So they get another ground ball out, not spectacular like Klein did on the previous pitch, but it'll do. We go to the third inning now here from Charleston. No score. Green Jackets and River Dogs on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Network. Last little pitcher's duel to start. As we start the top of the third inning, Caden Morton will lead things off against J.J. Goss. 8-9-1 coming up for Augusta. Each team with one hit apiece. Green Jackets have an error back in the first inning that did not come back to hurt them. Last little inning for Yordano Perez. Got through it in four batters. Got some nice infield defense. First pitch to Caden is a half swing and he fouls it back. Now cross up on one coming inside, and the count is nothing to one. That's certainly what you want. Sinker baller, guy's going to get a lot of ground balls like Perez. You want your best infield defense you could possibly get. 0-1 pitch, and behind one is Morton. Now fastball 91 from Goss. It's 0-2. If you know you're going to be active, you want to be as good defensively as you can be. So far, they've been that. 0-2 pitch. Morton is swinging a miss, and Goss strikes him out on three pitches. Nothing but gas in that at-bat as he tripled down on the fastball. And there is one away in the Green Jacket half of the third inning for Brian Klein. As he looks to be a rally starter in that nine spot for Augusta in their digital camel. Lime and four screen uniforms. Now Terry Unis are also out for Charleston tonight. First pitch to Klein is outside for ball one. Got the red uniforms on, blue sleeves. Blue ball caps, white numbers and lettering. One ball, no strikes. Goss working from the windup. Here is the 1-0 pitch. And Klein took a strike, 1-1. Klein getting the call at second base today. He came in the seventh last night for Geraldo Quintero, who left. The time looked like a scary injury, a fall in the outfield. 1-1 pitch, a foul off of the front leg of Klein. A defensive hack at that, 1-1-2. Now, Quintero appears to be okay. Took batting practice today. Looked very good doing so. Very natural for him. So it might just be a maintenance day for him. Might see him back tomorrow. But everything positive for Geraldo, who left the game yesterday. And that's a very good sight to see, especially how well he's been playing as of late. 1-2 pitch. Klein, a bouncy ball. The first backing up on it is Chavez. He plays the two-hopper and flips to the pitcher, Goss, covering. And that is out number two. 3-1 on the putout, 2 up, 2 down, and I'll be Caleb Durbin. Goss has retired the last four. Now back to the top of the order as Augusta look to start something with two outs. Durbin back in the leadoff spot tonight with the absence of Quintero. First pitch to Durbin is high, 1-0. And Durbin, or I should say Klein, had a few words for Cal Conley going back to the dugout trying to describe what he throws. Goss, almost like a sinker, he was describing throwing that downward angle. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. That's 1-1. Talk about Perez being a sinker baller, but Goss has been just as good, keeping the ball on the ground. Most of his outs have come in the infield. Break even pitch. Durbin takes a bender. That's a strike. Buckled his knees on it. And it's 1-2. Good hook that time from Goss. 30th pitch, and he's one out away from getting through the third inning. 1-2 pitch. Durbin lines one to right. Charging in on it is Auer. He won't get to it. A base hit with two strikes for Caleb Durbin as he goes to the opposite field. Second opposite field base hit of the ball game for Augusta. Both coming with two outs. And now Durbin is on for Cal Conley. In a scoreless game, top of the third inning. Very key game, key series in the South Division of the Carolina League, especially considering the circumstances today. Myrtle Beach has already beaten Columbia, and they did it handily once again. Here goes Durbin on the first pitch. He shows, the pitch is down, throw down to second. Durbin just got the foot in there. Perfect throw by Leon, the catcher, but Caleb Durbin, a perfect foot-first slide, able to get that spike into the bag, and Carson Williams, the shortstop who caught the throw from Leon, thought he had him. And for Leon, that was one that was down the zone. That's about as good as you can throw it. Team that's defended the run game very well gets swiped on here by Durbin, who's in a scoring position now. The pitch to Conley is bounced foul to the first base side, and it's 1-1. Sasaki is number one on the stolen base department list in the Carolina League. 25, he also leads all minor league baseball, by the way. Caleb Durbin is second in the Carolina League. He's now got 15. He's been caught just once. That was by Columbia last series. 1-1 pitch. Conley lets one go outside. Good frame job by Leon. Didn't get the call, though. Two balls and one strike. And the shortstop for Augusta, Cal Conley. Hit this yesterday, but he hit the ball hard four times out of his five. Did come through with a sack fly, though. 2-1 pitch. Conley lets him go in the dirt. Good eye on a big, devastating breaking ball. From J.J. Goss, three balls and one strike. Right-hander also with Texas ties. Was planning to go to Texas A&M before the Rays took him very early in 2019. Cal Conley played at Texas Tech. His counterpart curling in the batter's box. 3-1 pitch. Conley, a slow tapper foul that grazed the catcher, Leon. I think it just got his patty. And the count fills up. Caleb Durbin at second base. No score. Top of the third. Conley with an RBI chance here. Green Jackets looking for their first lead in the series. Charleston went wire to wire last night in their 14-6 win. In the blink of an eye, it was 9-0 yesterday. Charleston's bats came to play, and they were as hot as they've been all season. And they've been an interesting team offensively. They've been able to pitch. That is their thing. 3-2 pitch. Conley, a big bouncer up the middle, tracking it down. Ramirez throws off his back foot and pretty much rolls it to first. Here comes the throw to home. Durbin's going to try and score, and he's tagged out. Conley will get a hit. Durbin never stopped running, and the first baseman, Chavez, able to get the ball at home in plenty of time to get Durbin to try to jump out of the way of the tag. And the Green Jackets come up empty in their half of the third inning. We go to the bottom half. Still nothing-nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Two outs last inning, but failed to score on a bit of a wild last play of that inning. We'll explain it to you one more time in just a second as Shane Sasaki leads it off. And Jordano Perez, no score, bottom of the third inning. 39 pitches for Goss through his first three innings. We'll see if he has a fourth. Currently bullpen quiet for Charleston. First pitch to Sasaki, runs inside, nearly hit him. And it's ball one. So Conley had an infield hit up the middle. It was stopped by Ramirez, but got almost nothing on the throw. Popped it several times, and it was rolling to first. 1-0 pitch. Sasaki levels one to left field. That's down, and it's going to get to the wall. And Shane Sasaki continues to hit. He glides into second with an easy double to start off the inning for Charleston. Doesn't have a lot of extra base hits in the series, but or in the season, that's a second double of the series. However, in sixth hit in seven at-bats. He's only retired once. He's on at second base for Carson Williams. Williams ground to a fielder's choice last time. Sasaki is sealing the ball extraordinarily well at the plate for Charleston right now. Righty on righty. First pitch to Williams. A swing and a miss. 0-1. Pulled the string with a changeup. 0-1. But to finish up on that play, they got the out at first. Or Conley reached at first. And then Caleb Durbin rounded third. He had a slight hesitation. I think that's what might have cost him there. Not a bad idea to go home on that, though. 0-1 pitch. Williams fouls one back to the netting. It's 0-2. That's when you catch the defense napping a little bit, thinking close play at first. Did we get him? You look over to the umpire, then all of a sudden safe is called and the runner scores. So, I mean, I got no problem with that. It's a good base running aggressive move by Durbin, especially with two outs. 0-2 pitch, ground to third. Durbin has it, looks back Sasaki and fires to first to get Williams. Sasaki does not move up. Fundamentally played by Caleb Durbin over at the hot corner. One away now for Willie Vasquez. You especially got to look back the runner at second. Sasaki's the kind of guy where if you don't pay attention to him, he waits for the throw to go, and then he takes off. But they keep him at second base. Now Willie Vasquez bats against Perez. Right-hander struck out Vasquez back in the first inning. An inside move to second, and no throw. As he watches Sasaki back. A guy who might try and steal third, but with his speed, it's not going to take much for him to score. Benefit is he could score on a sack fly or a wild pitch, pass ball. First pitch to Vasquez is just off the inside corner, maybe a little low. Starts him with a sinker. Trying to get Vasquez to roll over on one. He hit the ball hard several times yesterday in his three-hit game. 1-0 pitch, a big swing and a bouncer foul, not hard hit. Down the third base side, 1-1. Played mostly in the Florida Complex League last year, did Vasquez, was called up to Charleston near the end of the year. And actually had a very key play in their championship series victory against Down East last year. In September, 1-1 pitch, backed him out and got the call around the corner. That slider's coming to life for Jordano Perez, putting it right where he wants it. 1-2. And Vasquez in that championship game had a base-clearing triple to make it 7-0 at that point. 1-2 pitches, hammered to center, going back, Caden Morton. He's going to have room. Wind knocks it down a little bit. Caden makes the catch. Here comes the throw to third, and he's going to chase him back with a money throw to third. Perfectly done by Caden Morton. That's a man you should not run on, public service announcement. Even with Sasaki's speed, he knew better. And Wind knocked that down, even if he had gotten all that wind. I don't think that's getting out of here. Not the center field tonight, the way that wind's blowing in. Caden Morton threw it right on the money to Caleb Durbin, who was straddled the bag. Sasaki runs on that. Morton's got another outfield assist. He's already got four of them this year. And Now here's Bobby Seymour. Perez trying to keep this game scoreless into the fourth inning. Now Caden Morin's arm in the outfield is as good as you are going to find at the single A level. And he has made some impressive throws to the infield. First pitch to Seymour is a tailing fastball outside for ball one. Had a very key outfield assist back in game two a week ago against Columbia. That kept the game tied in the ninth inning. If he hadn't gotten that, Columbia may have won that game. 1-0 pitch, Seymour, monster rip and a miss. Was dead red on that sinker, but came up empty on it. Late movement to it. One ball, one strike. Sasaki still at second base. Hasn't been able to move up. Big pull shift on for Seymour. Conley behind the bag. 1-1 pitch is a slider down and in right above the shoe tops. To the lefty, Bobby Seymour. 18 RBIs for the big swinging first baseman who's DHing tonight. Drove in a couple with a long double off the top of the right field wall last night. 2-1. A swing and a foul the other way by Seymour. That'll stay out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Perez's next pitch will be number 49. He's thrown 31 strikes. Dialing up the zone once again. Working from the stretch. They set up outside. 2-2 pitch. A jam shot grounded to third. Scooped up by Durbin. Plenty of time. A soft flip to first. In time to get Seymour. And they will work around the leadoff double. Another impressive inning from Jordano Perez. Two grounders and a flyout gets him through the third unscathed. And we go to inning number four. Third of the way through. Nothing-nothing game on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Top of the fourth inning here from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina. Joseph P. Riley Jr. ballpark, that is. No score. Good pitcher's duel so far. J.J. Goss against Jordano Perez. And now Stephen Pelini will lead off against Goss, who's going out there for a season best fourth inning. They have watched his innings very closely here at the start of the year. Three consecutive outings with three innings on the mound. Now this will be his first where he enters the fourth. We'll see if he goes all the way in it. Victor Munoz just moved down to the bullpen for Charleston, along with some other pitchers as they begin to do some stretches. First pitch to Pelini's pulled to the right side, and Stephen Pelini has another base hit. First pitch, Goss left one out there, and Pelini did miss it. As the pitcher for Charleston, very frustrated after that pitch, a couple of hops in the air. As he made a mistake, and Pelini made him pay for it. Back-to-back games for Stephen Pelini where he's come up with multiple hits. As he's starting to get into a bit of a rhythm, that's good to see for him. Pelini had a little bit of a tough two-week stretch. And now is on the fast track back to his mean as that one's blasted by Zabrowski. Deep to left, right in the direction, though, of Mansueta, who backed up a few steps as Zabrowski just missed one off the trademark. Swinging away on the first pitch. Had a great swing and a great angle on it, but just missed it on the bat. One away for Brandel Mesquita. Fly out to left on that last play. Let's go back to Pelini for a second. 3 for 5 yesterday and now 2 for 2 tonight. He's now got 7 multi-hit games on the season. Doing against a good pitching staff, too. First pitch to Brandall Mesquita is a little bit inside, right about the knee level. One ball, no strikes to Mesquita, who now comes in with a 25-game on-base streak after 2 hits yesterday, including a 2-run triple. And Augusta's best inning of the night, a 3-run sixth. 1-0 pitch. Mesquita takes a big slider down and away. 2 balls and no strikes as Goss showing some visible frustrations out there on the mound. He's been cool, calm, and collective through the first 3, but now as he extends out a little bit, uncharted territory for him. 2-0 pitch, Mesquita bouncer up the middle. This will be knocked down off the glove of Ramirez, and they'll trickle into left center field. Pelini's going to go first to third, and what will be, I'd imagine, an error. Now, BZL Ramirez at second base. I think he pulled his head a little too soon going for the double play ball. That's going to work out for Augusta. Pelini saw that trickle right away off his glove. Looked like he had to, but when he brought the glove down, it popped out. And that will be... it will be an error on the second baseman, Ramirez. Looked like it could have been a hit. They were thinking about it, but I think that's the right call, an error. Can't assume double play, but you probably should have had it out somewhere. Now, Makai Backstrom with runners on the corners, and the first pitch from Goss is outside. Ball one. That, for scoring purposes, does not extend Mesquita's on-base streak, for those of you keeping an eye on that. Has to be a walk, hit by pitch, or a base hit, which is something he would like to do. He's been very good at 1-0 pitch. Backstrom a half swing. It's going to get away from the catcher, Leone, and here comes Pelini, and Augusta's got their first lead of the series. It's 1-0 Green Jackets. On the breaking ball that crossed up, Leone, the catcher, he couldn't backhand it. Backstrom went through on the swing, but Augusta's on the board. And that swing might have distracted Leone a little bit. Mesquita moves up to second as well. And the Green Jackets are up 1-0. As Goss is starting to struggle a little bit here at the command here in his fourth inning. You take him any way you can get him against good teams like Charleston. Break-even pitch. Backstrom had a big cut, but he missed. Tried to turn around a slider deep to right field, but instead swung over the top of it. One ball, 2 strikes to Makai. Walked his first time up in the second against Goss. That's the only walk he's issued. As Mesquita now standing at second base, they set the target outside. As Goss kicks and throws, as Backstrom bounces one foul into the Charleston dugout. Look out. Victor Munoz is currently throwing down the bullpen for Charleston. Likely going to have the second leg of this game whenever Goss's day is done. He just started tossing a few moments ago. He was stretching to start this inning. Also probably has a few batters left. 1-2. He is up and away, 2-2. Pitch number 48 for J.J. Goss. His season high is 49, so he's likely going to eclipse that. Unless this is his last pitch right here and he gets Backstrom out. Or if he gets on. Ball 2, strike 2. The pitch home is a called third strike. Lands a backdoor breaking ball right along the outside edge, and he well placed that slider to get Backstrom looking. And there are 2 away for Braulio Vasquez. That's a good pitch. Not going to do a whole lot with that. Went to the right outer zone of that plate. And now Vasquez looked to bring home Mesquita. 1-0 Green Jackets now top of the fourth inning. The pitch to Braulio is a half swing, able to hold up. They will ask, and he did not go, says Mickey Smith. One ball and no strikes to Braulio Vasquez, making his first start of the series. DHing tonight. Batting 290 on the season as Vasquez been. Nice second year here in Augusta for him. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez levels one and hits one in the air to right. Foul territory, charging hour near the bullpen, out of room. As it bounces into the concourse level, about 10 rows back. One ball, 1 strike to Braulio Vasquez. Guy who's quietly having a very good season for Augusta. Organizational All-Star last year, mostly due to his speed, stole 40 bases, but now he's getting on regularly, not running as much. 4 multi-hit games. He's reached in his last 5. Hits in his last 4. His high for on-base games is 10. Had that snapped in Carolina a couple weeks ago. But he's been a consistent threat at the plate. Break-even pitch. Vasquez takes one above the helmet. High, 2-1. Now Brandel Mesquita stand at second base. Green Jackets with a run this inning on a wild pitch to score Stephen Pelini. For the time being, it's an unearned run. And the Green Jackets will take it. Got four hits in this game against J.J. Goss. 2-1 pitch is hammered to deep left center field. Going back on it, Mansueta. He'll have room, and he will make the catch just in front of the warning track. Wind may have knocked that down just a little bit. Not sure if it would have gotten out of here, but he just missed one. As Vasquez gave him a ride to deep left center, but the Green Jackets do get on the board as Pelini scores on a wild pitch, and we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's now Augusta 1, Charleston nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Have their first lead of the series. A wild pitch scores Stephen Pelini after he picked up his second hit of the night. Here's Jordano Perez, a lead to work with here in the fourth inning. Faces Mason Auer, the five hitter for the River Dogs to start. Mitchell Speltz back with you from Charleston, South Carolina. First pitch coming. Auer hammers one up the middle. This will get in the center as he breaks his bat in half. Leadoff man is on for Charleston. His bat absolutely exploded, and so did the ball off of it. As Auer has his first hit of the night, third for the River Dogs. Leadoff man on for Abizio Ramirez. Abizio trying to pick himself up a little bit for Charleston after he had an error that led to that run scoring. That run scored by Augusta last inning is going to go down as an unearned run, but again, you'll take them any way you can get them. And now Perez looked for ground ball, double play possibility. Working against Ramirez for the second time, a throw to first, and he's back with a dive. Is Auer. Ramirez, one of two strikeout victims for Perez so far, working first and a half time through the order. He appears to be done for J.J. Goss. Start today for Columbia, or for Charleston rather, as the pitch is pulled foul down the first base side, and it's 0-1. Looks like Victor Munoz is ready to go in the bullpen. He was the planned second man out of the bullpen, coming in for the starter. Has worked in tandem with Goss through his first six starts. He's likely going to have the fifth. Green Jackets trying to bring him into the game with his team down 1-0 as he bunts it back to the left side, and that's a foul ball as Zabrowski jumps on it right away. Ramirez trying to pull a fast one, and he's down 0-2. But Perez doing his job so far, throwing a lot of strikes, getting the contact on the ground, which he's doing. And you go back to last night, and you can easily look at the way the River Dogs hit Bautista yesterday as a way that might wreck his confidence. And on paper, wasn't a great start by any means. Just one plus inning of work, seven runs, nine hits, and That's a pitcher that's not going to stick well with you in your mind as the 0-2 pitches outside, 1-2. I talked to Mike Steed about it, and he said, yeah, it looks bad, but there's a lot to work off of that. You can watch the film on that and break things down easier. It's a lot different when you're walking guys. Pitches are all over the place. That wasn't Bautista last night. He was throwing strikes. 1-2 pitches, line to left field, coming in. Pollini, he'll get there and make the catch. He'll fire back to Forrest Klein, will snag it to cut it off. And a great catch by Stephen Pollini, who continues to have an impactful night here in Charleston. One away for Fred Villachavez. But to finish up on that point, you can go back, watch the tape, watch the film, and break down the start, because a lot of the pitches he was throwing that were hit were two strikes. He can break down, he told me, look at what we can do better to put that batter away. You can't really do that when you're walking a bunch of guys. It's Chavez, belts one to deep left. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is a foul ball. Chavez was watching it down the line. He knew he had enough distance, but enough accuracy was the question, and he did not have that part. As it goes sailing foul to the left side, and it's a loud 0-1. Long walk back to the back for Fred Villachavez. As the Let's Go Dawgs chants are out. No balls in one strike. Perez now trying to get one on the ground. A big pull shift is now on for Chavez as the pitch is looped foul. First base side after his backstrom, but it's into the dugout for Charleston. That's 0-2. And to finish up on Bautista, of course, you don't want to have a start go that sideways on you. But he could easily learn from what happened in this last one yesterday and come back and maybe pitch later in the week or the start in the Myrtle Beach series next week and easily build off it as Perez snaps it to first. Back with a dive is Auer. One out in the inning, 1-0 Augusta. Now Bautista has a chance to really grow from that last start. He'd rather go down that way than just not have command of anything. I mean, he didn't walk anybody. You look at a bad start like that and you think, okay, how many guys did he walk? None. He got ahead of just about everyone he faced. He just couldn't get that third strike to most of the hitters he faced. 0-2 pitch is inside. He hit Chavez. Brandon Sida hit him right along the right arm, it appeared, the back arm. Snuck through the first part of his body and hit around the elbow area. I think near the shoulder. Chavez, who was down 0-2, will earn the free ride, but he'll have to take a bruise. Yordano Perez shaking his head. That is not what he was hoping for in that at-bat. Last thing you want to do is hit a guy when you have him down 0-2. And now here's Luis Leon. He'll be the batter. 2-1. One out for Charleston. The bottom of the fourth inning. Green Jackets on top. 1-0. Riverdog quickly looking to snatch that lead away from Augusta. Perez's first pitch to Leon. To belt high strike. And Perez gets up in the count. Always in that spot where he can get himself out of an inning with one ground ball. Big shortstop area open for Leon. They're playing him to pull as the pitch is popped up. In the shallow left center field. Cal Conley goes back. He'll call for it. They're going to call this an infield fly, and he'll make the catch. And that is out number two. So the batter's out automatically. Runners can move up at their own risk, and there are two away. That's kind of one of those danger zone fringe areas where an umpire doesn't technically have to call the infield fly. And for those of you wondering what is the infield fly and why is it called, it's so the infield doesn't drop the ball intentionally and come with an easy double play. Considering in the outfield, you're going to let that one go. I think that's the right way to call it as O'Neal Mansueto swings away first pitch and sends it out of play to the right side, 0-1. That's infield fly always called. First and second, or bases loaded with no or one outs. Two outs, live play. No infield fly. Got to catch it. 0-1 to Mansueto. The pitch from Perez is line to left. Going back, Pollini. Will he get there? He won't. It's off the wall. This game's going to be tied. They're going to send around Chavez. Now they'll stop him as the throw by Conley comes home, and it'll be an RBI double for O'Neal Mansueto, and we are tied at one. Pollini, a mad dash after that one, just over his outstretched glove, and a one-hopper off the wall. as the number nine hitter for Charleston comes through with a charge to tie this game up at one. If you have Shane Sasaki running instead of Redville Chavez, that's probably a run. Chavez has his rolled up sleeve, checking out that bruise he might have. And now here comes Mike Steele out of the dugout to talk with Perez. Probably about two steps, Pelini was just a little late on it. He had a great jump on it, just based off where he was positioned. Just not able to get there. And now Perez going to look to keep this game tied at one, but he'll have a tough customer in Shane Sasaki. As he gets set for the third time through the order, Perez has thrown 61 pitches. Second extra base of the night for Charleston. As Mason Auer scores on that last play for the River Dogs. Each team one run, four hits, and an error. Got a long way to go yet. Augusta trying to get to the fifth inning, but the game still knotted up. Crowd getting loud here in a big spot here in the fourth. First pitch to Sasaki, a big bouncer foul. Over the top of Caleb Durbin in the third base bag, and it's nothing and one. Sasaki is two for two, a single and a double. Last one he laced down the left field line. Perez working out of the stretch. The 0-1 is down and away. One ball, one strike. One of those pick-your-poison moments if you're Yordano Perez. You got Sasaki at the plate with a base open at first, so you can be careful with him, but then you got to face Carson Williams, who is equally as dangerous. 1-1. Sasaki jucks out of the way, came inside on him. It's 2-1. From an average perspective and run production, Sasaki's probably the guy you want, but you look at the numbers in the series, he has hammered Green Jacket pitching. He is 6-for-7. 2-1. Sasaki lines one deep left. Pelini retreats, gets turned around. It's over his head and off the wall. Two runs will score, and Shane Sasaki has another double. Froze Pelini in left field for a second, and by the time he jumped back on it, it was over his head. It's another three-hit night for Sasaki as he is tormenting the Green Jacket pitchers. Just cannot get this guy out. Chavez and Mansueta both score. And now the Green Jackets fall behind here in the fourth inning. It's 3-1. And now it's Carson Williams. It's a two-out damage by the River Dogs. First pitch slider buckles the knees of Williams, and it's a strike right down the middle, 0-1. Really, the key at bat of this inning was the one to Chavez. Perez had him down 0-2, but then he hit him. Right on the verge of getting him out. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski. 1-1. And now some action moving around down the bullpen for Augusta. Looks like Rolly Munoz has popped in off the bench, and he has begun throwing. Hard throwing right-hander. Has just thrown the baseball well. Just some two-out damage here from Charleston here in their half of the fourth. 1-1 pitch rolled up the middle into center, base hit. Sasaki around third. He will score. Morton fires it home. Zabrowski goes out of his way to knock it down. And it's 4-1 Charleston. Carson Williams, a sharp ground ball right back where it came from. And that's 4-2 run outs for Charleston here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They're just putting the ball in play. That's something they do a lot. Inning continues for Willie Vasquez, fourth hit of the inning. On for Yordano Perez. Vasquez is the eighth batter of the frame. Still working out of the stretch. First pitch to Vasquez, had a big front-footed swing but missed. 0-1. Vasquez has not seen the ball well so far. Against Perez, he's 0-for-2, struck him out back in the first inning. 0-1 pitch. Vasquez hits one hard deep left. This is trouble. Pelini back jumps and he makes the catch up against the wall. Gave a bit of a workout these last few hitters, but Stephen Pelini able to take away another run with a leaping catch right against the wall. But damage done for Charleston. They score four times on four hits, and we go to the fifth. It's now 4-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
They score four times and two outs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. They make a call to their bullpen. Victor Munoz is in, right-hander from Mao in the Dominican Republic. Seven appearances on the season. He has piggybacked off of J.J. Goss in all of his six previous starts. He is 3-2 on the season. When Erner and Ravage just over 3.5, 20 in the third inning, 16 strikeouts. As he's coming in for the first time to throw since May the 12th. Pitched back on Thursday last week. Through three innings, got knocked around by Myrtle Beach, still got five runs on him in three innings. It's Caden Morton to start, Brian Klein and Caleb Durbin the three, as the Green Jackets are now down by three. Another Munoz getting loose. Green Jackets have Roldy Munoz throwing in their bullpen. Looks like he might have the next inning. First pitch to Caden Morton is high on a fastball at 94 from Victor Munoz. Charleston, just some big two-out hitting, especially towards Stephen Pelini, as there's a check swinging the ball outside to Caden Morton, 2-0. By my count, I had four balls hit his direction with two outs. They kept him very busy out there. 1-1 through a 2-0 pitch is fouled back. Two balls and one strike to Caden Morton. That last one was a key catch. Read it well, got back to the track and jumped just in right of the scoreboard out there. 2-1 pitch. Morton takes one high again, and now it's 3-1. So he got the center fielder. Trying to get the leadoff man on against Victor Munoz, who was in for J.J. Goss after his season-best four innings. 3-1 pitch is lined to right, slicing right into the glove of Auer for out number one. Struck it very well, but right at the right fielder for Charleston. One away for Brian Klein. Final line tonight for J.J. Goss. Four innings, four hits, one run that was unearned, two strikeouts, one walk. Will not factor into the decision tonight. Did not go long enough. And now here's Klein with the bases empty. Munoz wins the first battle for being down 3-1. First pitch is a check swing and a strike called by Mickey Smith. The 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss out in front of an off-speed pitch from Munoz, and it's 0-2. As Munoz has slowed down his warm-up tosses in the Green Jacket pulled then. Holy Munoz, 1-2 pitch, Klein a half swing. It's not going to matter as Munoz drops a breaking ball right on the outside corner for a three-pitch strikeout. Two up and two down just like that. Munoz, who fell behind Morton, makes very quick work of Klein, who's still talking to the home plate umpire. I don't see that much from him. He is still frustrated as he's talking to him on his way back to the dugout. Walked very slowly. Two up, two down for Durbin. First pitch is tapped off himself. And it's 0-1. Brian Klein about as mild-mannered as he got, but he is, or it gets. could tell he was frustrated on that one. Close pitch right on the outside corner with a backdoor breaking ball. 0-1 pitch. Durbin checked his swing. Another strike. He is hammering in those off-speed pitches. That one, a changeup, puts it right on the inside corner. And it's quickly nothing and two. Nunez looking for a quick three-batter inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Durbin sends one down the first baseline. Foul. A little late on it. Just to the right of the bag. By about a foot. 0-2. 4-1 Charleston. Top of the fifth inning. Trying to extend this inning for Cal Conley. All the runs in this game coming in the fourth. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Durbin, a soft bouncer towards short. It's going to be played by Williams. Throw to first in plenty of time to get Durbin for the final out. 1-2-3 for Victor Munoz in his first inning on the mound. 6-3 on the putout, and we are halfway home. Here from Joseph R. Riley Ballpark. It is currently 4-1 Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Augusta, 4-1 River Dogs, bottom of the fifth inning. Mr. Speltz with you from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina. As the right-hander, Roldy Munoz, is on to work. Fifth appearance with the Green Jackets. He currently comes into this outing with an 0-2 record. ERA just under 4 in 7 2/3 innings. 10 strikeouts, 4 walks. Big-time fastball for Roldy Munoz. Faces Bobby Seymour. First pitch is fouled back at 97. Nothing one. Effortless life on that fastball for Munoz. Doesn't look like he's throwing it all that hard, but it jumps out of his hand. Has Seymour down the count. Nothing and one. The pitch to him is swung on and missed. Took some off that time at 91, and it's 0-2 as he put it right down the zone. Also has a good changeup slider combo. As Seymour calls for time to readjust his batting gloves. Munoz ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. And he missed low through a changeup. 1-2, a changeup that is running at 91 miles an hour. It's tough to call that a changeup. That's a fastball for a lot of guys. 1-2 pitch is a fastball down at 98, and it's 2-2. He was brought to the Green Jackets from High A Rome. He was brought here about a month ago in lieu of the injuries the Green Jackets are currently dealing with on the pitching staff to Ben Thompson, Adam Shoemaker, and Sam Strickland. Gives him a little bit of depth. Giving Munoz a chance to pitch maybe more on a regular basis. The Green Jackets has had a nice little role for himself. 2-2 pitch. A fastball on the outside corner, and he rings the bell with his first strikeout as he gets an about face from Bobby Seymour. Well placed that one right on the outside corner. Two-seam fastball that time. as it broke right away from Seymour, right where you want that. One away for Mason Auer. Another one of those variations of a fastball, a two-seamer, that kind of breaks away from the left-handed hitter in that instance. Goes to the arm side for a pitcher, as the first offering is high to Auer, 1-0. There are some pitchers with two-seamers that are just as fast as a four-seamer with that movement. It's very tough to hit. The 1-0 pitch is at the knees and called a strike, 1-1. It's already tough to be a hitter the way it is. You tip your cap to all these position players out there after swinging the bat. Anything but easy in this day and age. 1-1 pitch, a wave and a miss, doing a slider. 1-2. So much nastiness in all these pitches now these days. A lot of movement. 1-2 pitch is low at 98. Might have crossed up Zabrowski a little bit. Two balls and two strikes. To the right fielder for Charleston. Scored the first of the four runs that scored last inning for the River Dogs. 2-2 pitch. A bouncy ball up the middle. Brian Klein on two hops. Gloves, flips, and makes the play. To take care of Auer. Two up and two down. In the River Dog half of inning number five. Nice easy bouncer over the mound. Brian Klein in routine. Now it's Abizio Ramirez for Charleston. Ramirez is 0 for 2 tonight. First time against Roldy Munoz. First pitch to Ramirez is lifted foul, third base side, and that'll get out of play. 0-1 the count. Ramirez started the season in High A Bowling Green, the Hot Rods in Kentucky. Now part of the River Dogs team for now. Playing 68 games for the River Dogs last year. Very productive year. 9 home runs, drove in 54. 0-1 pitch is up and away at 91. Do another two-seamer. 1-1. Played 7 games with the Hot Rods, was 6 of 28 with 8 strikeouts before moving back down, as there's a broken bat fly ball to center. That's got some distance to it, but playable for Caden Martin. And that ends up being a 3-batter inning for Roldy Munoz. A long fly, broken bat, shredded into pieces, and we go to the 6th inning. Here from Charleston, it's 4-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Part of the order coming up for Augusta, trying to get back in this game, down just 4-1. Got Cal Conley, Stephen Pullini, Adam Zabrowski coming up against Victor Munoz. Roldy Munoz just threw a 1-2-3 for the Green Jackets in the fifth. Now back to the mound goes Victor, who had a 3-batter frame of himself in his first inning. Green Jackets down to 3 spots, 12 outs to work with. All the runs coming in the fourth inning today for both teams. As Cal Conley gets things started, first pitch to the Green Jackets. Shortstop is driven to center. Going back to Sasaki, but he quickly catches up to it and makes the catch. Gave that one a long drive, but Sasaki with plenty of speed to run that one down. Another hard hit ball. Off the bat of Cal Colley does not earn the results. Has had a lot of balls off his bat that haven't done him justice. One away for Stephen Pollini, who has yet to be retired tonight, 2 for 2. As half of the Green Jacket hits tonight. First pitch from Victor Munoz is on the outside corner. And Pelini's down, nothing to one. Munoz is dialed in now, nearly walked his first batter. Last inning, but he has been on the move since. 0-1 pitch, he tied up Pelini inside. 0-2. Working quickly and working effectively is Victor Munoz. O-2 pitch is down and in right over the shoot tops of Stephen Pollini. Down is 1-2. It's Victor Munoz, the international free agent signing by Tampa Bay back in 2017. He's got knocked around a little bit, but when he's been on, he has been very effective in middle relief. 1-2 pitch, Pollini, big bouncer foul down the first base side. That'll trickle down to the Charleston bullpen. One ball, two strikes. 16 also gives us a first opportunity to look at the Braves organizational scoreboard. A lot of close games going on within the Braves affiliates today. Major League Club already lost today in Milwaukee in 11 innings. Braves have had a tough time in extras this year. 1-2 pitch, down and in, 2-2. I believe they're 0-3. Keston Hira walked him off today with a home run in the 11th. Gwinnett Memphis tied at 3. That's in the 7th inning at Couray Field. 2-2, a swing and a foul that goes off the heel of the glove for the catcher, Leon, and the home plate umpire, Mickey Smith, will give him an extra second as they'll hand the baseball back to Victor Munoz. Rome leads Aberdeen on the road, 1-0. Rome Braves in the bottom of the 6th. And in Mississippi right now, the Braves trail the Biloxi Shuckers 3-2. Not a good day for the affiliates yesterday. All of them lost, and most of them pretty lopsided. Tonight looking a lot better. Ball two, strike two. The count to Pollini. The pitch home is too low. And it's 3-2. Pollini has worked up a full count, trying to bring up Adam Zabrowski on, with himself standing at first or any other base. 3-2 pitch. Pollini fouls one to the left side. This one will reach the seating area. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch number 9 of this at-bat. Munoz and Pollini. The pitch is a liner foul again. We'll do a 10th pitch. That one out into the concourse area. Very historic Joseph P. Riley Jr. ballpark. One that's been withstanding for a long time. Long time raising Yankees affiliate. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a foul in and out of the glove of Leon, unable to squeeze that third strike. And pitch number 11 will come up. Not a skill play for a catcher to squeeze those foul tips. You either catch or you don't. Nothing special you do there. And let's try this again. 3-2 pitch. A foul once again. Pollini making Munoz work. Now it's all about winning the battle here. As Munoz is getting a little visibly frustrated out there, trying to put away Pollini, who has seen the ball exceptionally well tonight. Here comes pitch number 12. By my calculations. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a foul. Or it's a strikeout in and out of the mitt. Pollini didn't touch it. He's tagged out, and that will end the at-bat. After 12 pitches. Pollini not sure if he tipped that or not. It was out of the glove of Leon, but the home plate umpire, Josh Michael, or I should say Mickey Smith, says no contact on that. So it ends up being a strikeout for Munoz. So we made him work, but he gets the result he was looking for. And the 12-pitch battle is won by Victor Munoz. 2-2 now for Adam Zabrowski. Base is still empty. First pitch to the catcher is a strike, bell high. As it blazes the outside corner. River Dogs 4, Green Jackets 1. Here in the top half of the 6th. 0-1 pitch. A bouncing ball towards short, scooped up by Williams. He throws on the run in time to get Zabrowski. And Victor Munoz has retired all six he's faced. The last eight Green Jackets have gone down in order. 5.5 now complete here from Charleston. It's still the River Dogs 4, Green Jackets 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Score. Charleston clings to a three-run lead, looking to add on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And it's Roldy Munoz put the River Dogs down in three batters. Last inning on the mound. Fred Peel Chavez starts off against the hard throwing righty. Munoz strikeout, ground out, fly out. Last inning. It's Chavez who scored one of the four runs back in the fourth inning for Charleston. Nearly hit a home run in his at-bat. First pitch rolled over to short. Cal Conley takes his time, flips to first in plenty of time to take care of Chavez. One up, one down on one pitch during the Charleston fourth inning. Here comes Luis Leon. Six to three on that put out. You're still keeping track back at home. I know some people do. Not all. They'll do it at a ball game, too. Bring the scorebook. First pitch Leon takes down from Munoz, 1-0. Bottom of the sixth inning. We'll take a drive around the league presented by Easy Go. Look at the Carolina League scores. Got three other games going on right now. Two were finals from this afternoon. 1-0 pitch. Leon takes one low again on a changeup from Munoz, 2-0. Fayetteville comeback win over Kannapolis 2-1, and Myrtle Beach runs it back on Columbia, a 13-2 win. 2-0 pitch inside, that hit Leon right above the knee. That one's going to sting. Fastball inside at 98 miles an hour, and Leon gets drilled almost on the knee. That would have really stung if he got him there, especially for catcher. Now O'Neill Mansueta, the nine hitter for Charleston, as Munoz looks for a double play ball. Green Jackets down by three. First pitch to Mansueta is a ball inside, threw him a slider, and it's 1-0. Carolina on top of Down East, 6-0. That's in the top of the eighth inning now. Good night for the Mudcats. Lynchburg on the road leads Salem 5-2. 1-0 pitch. A foul as he rifles one into the right field seats. Had a big cut on that one. 1-1. Delmarva Shorebirds, maybe a little momentum for them. They lead 5-3 over Fredericksburg at the top of the eighth inning right now. Shorebirds are on the verge again. Walked off. They are getting swept by Salem. Walked them off and then won the first game yesterday against the Frednads. 1-1 pitch up and in. 2-1. Speaking of those Shorebirds, they will be following Augusta here They will play Charleston on the back end of a 12-game homestand for the River Dogs, and a crowd that has been very much alive here tonight, as it was yesterday. 2-1 pitch is down and in. Skips off the heel of the glove for Zabrowski, but he keeps it right by him. Nowhere to go for Leon. 3-1. It's O'Neill Manzueta, who doubled in a run last time. Sent one off the left field wall. That scored Mason Auer. The 3-1. A bouncy ball up the middle. Conley picks it. He'll touch second on the first. Oh, my goodness. Cal Conley, a tremendous play at shortstop to start up a double play. Played the in-between hop, slid into second base, got up and fired a missile over to first base, and that is a clean play by the Augusta shortstop to make it back-to-back three-batter innings for Rolly Munoz. You will see that one again. To the seventh we go. Green Jackets trying to get the bats going. 4-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Here in the top of the seventh inning, pitching his third inning. He's retired the first six. Last eight Green Jackets have gone down in order. Randall Mesquita starts it off with Augusta down 4-1. Ready on righty. First pitch to Brandall is a hook, and he lands it on the outside corner for a first pitch strike. Mesquita's 0-2. Did reach on an error last time up. He was the last Green Jacket to reach base. Nothing and one the count. Pitch to Mesquita. A check swing, that one just off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. See if they can build off the momentum of that last defensive play by Cal Conley. Perhaps the best play he's turned this year. 1-1 pitch, a ball just outside. Good take by Mesquita. 2-1. A high chopper, played the in-between, and he went down to get it. Slid in a second, got the out there. Quickly got up and made the play at first. 2-1 pitch. Mesquita hits one in the air. Foul. First base side. Looks like there'll be room for Chavez. And he cannot make the catch. Actually went into the first row of the seats. Probably could have reached over and caught it. But one of those where you just kind of lose track of where you are. And Mesquita will stay alive. 2-2. One of those souvenir robbing plays, perhaps. No netting that part of the ballpark. Ball two, strike two to Brandall Mesquita, trying to get on base for Augusta here to start off the inning, down by three. Munoz kicks and deals. Mesquita down the right field line, foul. A tad late on it. We'll do it again at 2-2. Starting rallies is normally just based upon sometimes getting that first man on, get that momentum going. 2-2 pitch. Mesquita fouls off another one. A lot of foul balls against Munoz, still looking for some results as Munoz showing some signs of frustration out there. Have a tough time putting away some of these hitters. 2-2 the count. Munoz kicks the leg and throws. And he just missed outside again. He is hammering that outside corner. Three very close pitches. Mosqueda has taken for a ball. That's a tip of the cap to him. He is understanding that strike zone very well tonight. Big 3-2 pitch coming. This is pitch number 9 of this at-bat. Here it comes. And a foul again. Mosqueda making Munoz work. Goes down to the first row and spills somebody's beer. Is it even worth the souvenir at that point? Valuable stuff he just lost. 3 balls and 2 strikes again to Mosqueda. Here's pitch number 10. And he sends one on the ground to second base. Ramirez, it goes under his glove and into right field. And that one's going to sting if you're Victor Munoz. He got Mosqueda to roll over on one, but your second baseman unable to make the routine play. Second time tonight, Brandon Mosqueda is going to reach via an error. Both of them on the second baseman of Biazel Ramirez. And he'll take him. Mosqueda might only have one more at bat left to extend his on-base streak, but as long as it leads to a win, I don't think he'll care. On over at first for Mekhi Backstrom, as now to the stretch goes Munoz, and the first pitch is down and in. Gets underneath Leon. Not far. Up to second base, though, goes Mosqueda, and he's in the scoring position. So an error and a wild pitch. That one looked like it was actually going to get further back, but it hit the home plate umpire. And Mickey Smith deflected off his leg. As Backstrom gets up in the count, 1-0. Stretching currently down the Charleston bullpen. No throwing yet. Pitch number 36 coming up for Victor Munoz. Here's the pitch. Backstrom fouls one away. Another foul. Green Jackets getting swings on the pitches from Munoz. Just trying to get him to an open area of the ballpark. That is in foul territory. Mosqueda gets his lead off of second base. 4-1 Charleston, top half of the seventh. And time is called by Backstrom after a long stare down. Actually, an automatic ball given on that one. Munoz violated the pitch clock. So now Backstrom up in the count, 2-1. That'll work in his favor. 2-1 pitch. Backstrom takes one down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. And when you take those violations one way or the other, especially in an even count, 1-1, it just changes everything. As a hitter, you either go instantly ahead without seeing another pitch, or you go into straight protection mode, down 1-2. And now it's 3-1. Munoz deals, and he missed inside, and the tying run's going to come to the plate for Augusta here in the inning. Actually, that's ball 3. I thought that might have been ball 4. They put up a ball 3 on the scoreboard. I thought that was signaled by the umpire as well, but it's actually a 3-1 count. It was not a violation. So it's not a walk yet to Backstrom. It's 3-1. And that brings Leon out to the mound to talk with Munoz. So it's one of those things where time was called first before Munoz violated the pitch clock. A still very hitter-friendly count for Mekhi Backstrom, 3-1, with Royo Vasquez waiting next. Trying to bring the tying run to the plate. And Brandon Mosqueda at second base, reaching out an error. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, pops it in and out of the glove of Leon, but Mosqueda didn't see it. Wasn't running initially, so he'll stay put. Backstrom was waiting for him to go, but Mosqueda was just trying to find the ball, didn't know it was Backstrom. But now there's the walk, ends up being on 5 pitches, 2 on, nobody out for Braulio Vasquez. First time today Augusta has had multiple base runners out at the same time, and it comes up for one of their hotter hitters. And Vasquez, who is 0-for-2 today, he's headed to a double play of rarity for him. He's up at the tying run here in the seventh inning. Victor Munoz deals a fastball, bell high, and a strike. Right above it, 0-1. Big game for both of these teams, especially with Myrtle Beach already winning this afternoon, trying to keep pace at the front-running club. 0-1. A bouncing ball towards third. Vasquez will tell him the second for one. Relay to first is a double play. Second time today, Braulio Vasquez hits into a double play, and I'll tell you what, that might have been a triple play. Very close to it, it wasn't, but Vasquez had Mesquita coming right at him. If he sticks that glove out, he might have a tag on him. And that might start up around the horn triple play. Fortunately for Augusta, it does not. Inning continues for Caden Morton. And it comes at the expense of two outs. So first and second, nobody out, turns into runner at third with two gone for Caden Morton on the 5-4-3 double play. First pitch to Caden's a breaking ball for a strike right across the inner part. Prior to this game, Braulio Vasquez hit a no double play. He's hit the two and three at-bats tonight. All well started up by Charleston. 0-1 pitch, bouncing ball left side, knocked down by Williams. Going to be a tough play, and he'll get Morton by two steps. Got past the diving Willie Vasquez, but Carson Williams right on the spot threw a dime to first to get the speedy Caden Morton. And the Green Jackets will come up empty, and they're half of the seventh. We stretch now here from Charleston. 4-1 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Sterling Rodriguez in the throw here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-1, River Dogs still with the lead over Augusta here tonight. Rodriguez takes over on the hill for his eighth appearance of the season. Comes in with an 0-1 record. ERA just over 7, 19 innings. Most of that damage, though, came in one outing for Sterling. He's been good as of late. He will get Shane Sasaki, top of the order, due up as he's in for Roly Munoz. Mitchell Speltz with you. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday night. First pitch is inside to Sasaki, and it's 1-0. Maybe Rodriguez will be the guy that's able to get him out. Sasaki is 3-for-3 tonight with two doubles and two RBIs. Wreaking havoc on the pitching staff. 1-0 pitch, checked to swing. In the dirt, two balls and no strikes. Sasaki from Honolulu, Hawaii. Third round pick by Tampa Bay back in 2019. 2-0 pitch is in tight. Three balls and no strikes. top prospects in the 2019 class was on his way to Cal Poly before the Rays picked him up in the third. 3-0 pitch. There's one right down the middle from Rodriguez, 3-1. He's in a second-year green jacket, and it's Sterling Rodriguez. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch to Sasaki, and that one is a strike right at the knees. Rodriguez from 3-0 down has come back to fill it up. Trying to come back to get the leadoff man, Shane Sasaki. 3-2 pitch. A foul. Had a good cut on it. Sends it away into the right field seats. Ball three, strike two still. Another long battle. The Green Jacket hurlers hoping to win. 3-2. And he just missed low. Fourth time today, Sasaki has reached. Three hits and now a walk. Stolen base track comes in as a possible key insurance run for the River Dogs here in the seventh inning. They just cannot find a way to get him out. He has been that big of a difference maker. Now Carson Williams. That's on the right side against Rodriguez. Sasaki jumps but doesn't run as the pitch is going to be in the dirt and it'll skip away from Adam Zabrowski. Takes a big turnaround second. Sasaki will stop there. No stolen base, but nearly as effective as he's into scoring position in just one pitch. Wild pitch charged to a Starlin Rodriguez. In for Oldie Munoz, who threw two shutout innings. Got a nice defensive play by Cal Conley to end his outing. Hit just one batter, that was all, but wiped him out in the double play. One oh pitch. A swing and a miss. Williams behind a fastball. Rodriguez gets the count to even. One ball, one strike. Williams looking for his first hit. He's 0 for 2. Has had a nice game defensively. Has drawn a walk in this game. 1-1. A foul again. Had a good cut on it. Had a lot of foul balls in his last at bat. One ball, two strikes. Trying to come back to get the top 10 prospect for the Rays and Carson Williams, first round pick from a season ago. Long stare in by Rodriguez. He comes set. And the pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ambushed him down and in with a fastball, and he gets the number two batter for the River Dogs. Williams has gone on strikes. One gone now for Willie Vasquez. Another dangerous hitter to the plate. What the Green Jackets have seen through the first game and a half is what the River Dogs are all about. They pitch well and put the ball in play a lot. First pitch to Vasquez is a ball outside 1-0. In particular, they put the ball in play, but they haven't really done a good job bringing runners in prior to last night. We're 10 for 20 with runners in scoring position last night. That had been an area of weakness for them entering that game as Rodriguez, an inside move to second, but no throw. Entering yesterday, Charleston was 190 batting with runners at second and third. Yesterday, an even 500. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez, an excuse me swing, was thinking home run, but got crossed up by something else. Cuts through the zone, one ball, one strike. Rodriguez trying to stay locked in. Rodriguez kicks and throws a check swing. That's another strike. Great breaking ball from Rodriguez as he puts over a curve right along the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. The third baseman, Willie Vasquez, 0 for 3. His 8-game hit streak on the line currently. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Rodriguez strikes out Vasquez. Foul tip that was caught by Zabrowski. Back-to-back K's by Sterling Rodriguez here in the seventh inning for Augusta. And now Bobby Seymour. Seymour also hitless today. Other than Sasaki, the top of the order has been very quiet today for Charleston. Vasquez is 0 for 4. Williams is 0 for 3. Seymour's 0-for-3. First pitch from Rodriguez to Seymour is in the dirt, but blocked by Zabrowski with the chest protector. 1-0. It's primarily been the bottom three hitters today. Chavez, Leon, Manzuela. Each to combine four times. They've scored half the runs. Doing damage today on the pitching staff. 1-0 pitch to Seymour is fouled off the opposite direction. Sails into the concourse. Home ball, one strike. Seymour did reach on an error back in the first inning, however, did not score. Jane Sasaki still standing at second base. Walked and then moved up on a wild pitch. Has been stationary since. 1-1 pitch, hit in the air to center. Well struck. Caden Morton back, warning track with room and a catch. Any other night, that might actually get out of here. With the wind blowing in, it stays in the yard. And Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark, thank you very much. We go to the eighth inning. Still 4-1 as Starlin Rodriguez throws a scoreless seventh on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
We remain deadlocked at 4-1 Charleston. We're in the eighth inning. Here from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina. So glad to have you with us. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call. 9-1-2 coming up for Augusta, trying to get something going. Victor Munoz back to the mound. Three innings, a couple strikeouts. Has thrown 43 pitches. Has faced one over the minimum in that stretch. Green Jackets had a little something-something last inning. Had two on, nobody out, but a double play ball helped open the doors for Munoz to escape any trouble. And now Brian Klein gets it started. 0-for-2 today. First pitch to Klein is leveled into left center field. This should be playable. Taking a weird angle on it is Manzuela, and he'll catch it near the warning track. Came in on it in a weird angle, then had to backtrack to catch up to it. Wrist spread the ball, but Neil Manzueta makes the catch in left field. One away as Klein gave that one a ride. One away just like that. Here's the top of the order in Caleb Durbin. Green Jackets trying to find their way back. They have been held hitless since the fourth inning. First pitch to Durbin is inside. Ball one. Green Jackets got a hit in the first. A double by Pelini. Two in the third. Durbin and Conley each had hits. And then Pelini had another in the fourth. But since then, Augusta's had no hits. Two errors and one walk. 1-0 pitch, Durbin a check swing. It's going to be called a strike anyway. 1-1. Victor Munoz has kept them in check. 1-1 pitch is another strike. Drops one in right on the inside corner, and Durbin now with a 1-2 count on him. Trying to get on for Cal Conley. Victor Munoz's 1-2 pitch. A foul back. Got jammed on one. It's a 1-2 count. All the runs in this game, if you're just picking this up, came in the fourth inning. Augusta took a 1-0 lead. Charleston counter with four. We've been stuck here ever since as the pitch to Durbin is served up into center. That'll get down. Caleb Durbin with a multi-hit performance and a one-out knock against Victor Munoz. And there's a base runner you need. Right on cue. First hit since the fourth inning. And now calling to the play. Tying run moves into the on-deck carrier. It's Stephen Paulini, who has been the toughest out tonight on the Augusta side of things. Conley's due for one. He's well struck several in this series. First pitch to Cal is right down the middle, 0-1. Switching shortstop, batting as a left-hander. Someone just got up in the Charleston bullpen. The way Victor Munoz has been throwing. Trying to get him through the inning, I'd imagine, would be the plan. Then set up the ninth for closer, perhaps. Throw over to first. Back with a dive is Conley. Saw great pitching last night. Green Jackets did score six runs, but plenty of dominance before that. Same thing here. Got the J.J. Goss a little bit before he exited after the fourth inning and then had something against Munoz last inning. 0-1 pitch up the middle. Could be two. Williams has it himself. Steps on second. Fires to first. And that is an inning-ending double play. Third one the Green Jackets have hit into tonight, and it runs them out of the eighth inning as we are now through 7.5. Still 4-1 Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Mitchell Speltz back with you. Green Jackets just unable to get anything going against this excellent pitching staff for Charleston. The infield defense for the River Dogs just collected their third double play of the game. This one off of Cal Conley. As we play now in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Starlin Rodriguez. As he look to keep this at a three-run game, Green Jackets will have the middle of their order coming up for the ninth, but they got to get their down three. First pitch to Auer runs inside and almost hit him. Not sure how it did it. And we get out of the way of it. Nothing in one. Or one ball, no strikes, excuse me. Auer wants an extra second to brush himself off after that. And Victor Munoz now four shutout innings out of the bullpen for Charleston. 1-0 pitch is down and away. Two balls and no strikes to Auer. It was 1-for-3. Picked up a single back in the fourth inning from San Jacinto Junior College in Texas. 2-0 pitch. Foul into the dugout. Look out. All the River Dogs jumping out of the way on that one. Came in hot. 2-1. Auer, a little bit of a journeyman in his college career, finding a home here in Charleston. 2-1 pitch is popped up foul behind home. Zabrowski will give it a look, but he'll reach the seats. 2-2. Started at Missouri State, Division I of the Missouri Valley. Transferred to the junior college route in San Jacinto in Texas. And a lot of things you can do going playing junior college ball. Gives you the option to enter the draft. possibly transfer back into a Division I school where Auer was about to do so. 2-2 pitch is too low, 3-2. Was set to transfer to Oregon before he was picked by Tampa Bay. Fifth round of last year's draft, had a big year in junior college ball. 3-2 pitch is popped up, foul. There should be room on this one. Who wants it? And nobody will get it. Rodriguez, Backstrom, and Zabrowski were all there, and I think Backstrom was calling for it, but not sure what happened. And it dropped in between all three of them. Some sort of cross-up between Backstrom and Zabrowski, and Backstrom said, my bad on that. Should have been caught, and now we'll see if Rodriguez is able to get Auer. You definitely don't want Rodriguez catching that. Anything a pitcher doesn't have to catch, you get him out of the way. 3-2 pitch. Auer, a check swing, and it's a walk. They ask at first, he didn't go. So they're unable to retire Auer, who ends up getting on via the base on balls. So he is aboard. And now Abiziel Ramirez to the plate. Runner at first, big lead for Auer. He's running. Pitch is swung on and missed. Zabrowski down to second. It is going to be late. Had a great jump, great lead, and it's an easy steal for Mason Auer and the River Dogs, who continue to run wild. That's their first stolen base tonight. Got 78 of them now on the season. For Auer, that is his ninth. Has yet to be caught. Now, another runner in scoring position as the corners come in for Augusta. 0-1 pitch is fought off the other way by Ramirez. It's out of play. Nothing in two. Ramirez having a bit of a tough night. He's 0-3, but he's also committed two errors in the field. One of them came around to score. That was in the fourth inning. 0-2 pitch is on the inside corner, and Rodriguez rings up Ramirez, who is not happy. Saying a little too much on his way back to the dugout, and he will go back frustrated as he stays in the game, and Mickey Smith is watching carefully. Wasn't saying anything directed towards him, but was saying a lot to himself. As Ramirez is now 0-4, here is Fred Villa-Chavez. So runner at second base, Charleston up by three. First pitch to Chavez is bounced foul down the third base side. 0-1. Some action currently going on in the Green Jacket bullpen. Darlene Florentino has just gotten up, just in case. 0-1 pitch. A liner to center, screamed right towards Kaden Morton, who roams over, makes the catch. Runner's going to tag. As the throw comes in on a hop and up the third goes Mason Auer. That one was some serious exit velocity off the bat, but right at Kaden Morton, who had a great jump on it. Makes the catch, played it perfectly. Was productive as it moves Auer to third. And now Luis Leon, as Sterling Rodriguez is an out away from back-to-back scoreless frames. It's been a great night for the bullpen for Augusta. Just the one run or the four-run fourth inning are only the difference in this one. Trying to keep the deficit at three. First pitch coming is outside and missed to Leon. One ball, no strike to the catcher, who is 0-1 tonight. He's been walked and hit by a pitch. Otherwise, he's flown out in the direction of Brandon Mesquita in right field. 1-0 pitch. Leon takes a strike. Fastball darted in by Rodriguez. One ball, one strike. Break-even pitch. A bender, and he hits the outside corner, buckled his knees. Well spotted by Rodriguez, 1-2. Trying to keep Auer at third, not being held on. Durbin backs off, pull shift down for Leon. 1-2. A grounder second, right into the shift. Brian Klein is there. He'll flip it to first, and that'll do it for Charleston. So Auer reaches. He does not come around to score. And a Sterling Rodriguez back-to-back scoreless frames. As he gets the game to the ninth, still 4-1. Last call for the Augusta Green Jackets. They need three. We'll have it for you next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change terms.
For Augusta, they trail 4-1 here in Charleston. They'll now have to conquer the closer. For the River Dogs, right-hander Kyle Witten from Manassas, Virginia, in the University of Virginia, the Cavaliers. The undrafted free agent is 4-for-4 on saves this year with a 1-0 record and earned run average just over 1. He has been dominant. He's got 3 saves and 4 appearances in the month of May. As he comes in for the ninth, they'll have the middle third coming up for the Green Jackets. Pelini, Zabrowski, and Mesquita, the free hitters. They'd want to set up the play in this situation against Kyle Witten, who is in for Victor Munoz after 4 shutout innings. Now the Green Jackets need 3 to keep this game going. If you're going to get that many, you might as well score 4. Give yourself a chance to close it out. Nairoli Munoz and Sterling Rodriguez each now with 2 scoreless innings to their ledger. We'll see if there is a bomb of the ninth. Stephen Pelini starts it off against the tall right-hander, 6'3", Kyle Witten. 23 years of age, 13 strikeouts and 14 in the third. He's the third pitcher used tonight by Charleston. Righty on lefty. First pitch to Pelini. Runs inside for ball 1. Need 3. Charleston does not have a hit in this game since the 4th inning. Augusta was in that same boat until the last half as Pelini swings to a fastball at 93, 1-1. After the 4th inning, it was 4-1, 6 hits for the River Dogs, 4 for Augusta. Since that point, it's still 4-1, 6-5 on the hit department. Pitching is really dominated from each bullpen. 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball right down the middle. 1-2 as Witten gets ahead of Pelini. 2-for-3 tonight, a single, a double, and a strikeout. Only Green Jacket that's come around to score. 1-2 pitch. Pelini, a soft tapper foul right behind home. A little half swing at it. Got the barrel on it. 1-2. Just trying to get that runner on to start. Got the big boppers coming up. Pelini, Zabrowski, Mesquita, and anyone gets on, then Mekhi Backstrom. 1-2 pitch is a ball just inside Witten. A turn of his body was about to take a stroll around the mound. Instead, a ball called inside by Mickey Smith. It's 2-2. That's a good take by Pelini. That did not miss by a lot. 2-2 pitch. Pelini grounder left side right there as Willy Vasquez on 2 hops. He'll take his time and throw out Pelini for the first out. Was playing right on the edge of the grass and was hit right to him. Gobbled up the couple hopper. 5-3 on the put out. 1 gone for Adam Zabrowski. Still nearly the full crowd of River Dog fans here at the Joe tonight. They have not left. They have seen a quick, entertaining pitcher's duel. That's gone in their favor. First pitch to Zabrowski's high from Witten, and it's 1-0. Kyle Witten a lot like the closer for Augusta and Rob Griswold. Not a big strikeout guy, but he's ultra effective with his command as Zabrowski pulls one foul. Down the third base side, 1-1. A couple of undrafted guys, Witten and Griswold. Both have gotten it done for their clubs, and Witten especially leading a very good pitching staff in the back end of the bullpen. Break-even pitch. Zabrowski lets it go high. Two balls and one strike. Trying to get somebody on for Brandall Mesquita. Two-one. Zabrowski, a drive, deep left field, going back on it, Manzuela at the track, he jumps, and it's caught at the wall. Just missed it by a foot or two. A little hop out there in the corner by O'Neill Manzuela, and that is a loud out number two. And it's up to Brandall Mesquita to keep this game going. Maybe at SRP Park that gets out, just stayed in the yard here. Did not miss it by much. I'm shocked that was even caught, to be quite honest. He covered a lot of ground in Manzueta. Go catch that one. Last hope for Augusta is Brandall Mesquita and his last chance perhaps to extend his on-base streak. First pitch is a strike. Buckled his knees. Starts him with a changeup. Nothing in one as the crowd moves to their feet here in Charleston. No one pitch. A swing and a liner right field, and that's going to get down. Make it 26 in a row for Brandall Mesquita down to his final at-bat here tonight, but he keeps his on-base run going as he sticks one right center field to keep the game alive for Mekhi Backstrom. Reached a couple times on errors today. That doesn't count towards that mark, though. But just think about it now. That one, at the very least, from Zabrowski gets down, and you're cooking. Time run would be at the plate. Mekhi Backstrom now up with the Green Jackets down three with one out left to work with. The pitch is high, and it's 1-0. Witten has allowed just two runs on the season. One came in 2 1/3 against Columbia, and then his next time to give up a home run to the Fireflies. Must get a big leadoff at first. He's running, and they will not throw down a strike on the outside corner. Defensive indifference for Mesquita. One ball, one strike to Backstrom. River Dogs is going to stay in their position. They're not too worried about Mesquita up by three. Break-even pitch. Backstrom levels one right field. That one's down. Base hit. Mesquita rounds third. And it's a 4-2 game as the throw goes all the way through. Backstrom will stay put at first. As he hits that one like a rocket right in front of Mason Auer in right field. And that'll bring the tied run to the plate in Braulio Vasquez. So a little two-out rally here. Green Jackets not done just yet. Back-to-back singles from Mesquita and Backstrom. And on Braulio Vasquez, one last shot at retribution here. He's bouncing the two double plays tonight with the Green Jackets and the last three hitters that put together some nice swings against Kyle Witten. Can Vasquez get a hold of one? Righty on righty. First pitch is inside. Turns the shoulder and gets out of the way. One ball, no strikes. Even think about all four batters this inning. Stephen Pelini hit his hard too, but right to the third baseman. 1-0 is a strike right at the knees as Witten sticks it right at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. Vasquez is 0-for-3, a flyout, and two double plays. His first two hit into this season. 1-1. A foul back and out of play. And the Green Jackets are down to their final strike. Mesquita has a 1-2 count. Now the crowd mostly moves to their feet here. Now one more strike to get. Ball one, strike two. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball up the middle. Williams ranges over. He gloves, tags second, and that's the ball game. Just unable to get it by the Charleston shortstop, and the River Dogs will hold on in the final inning and win it 4-2, taking the first two games of this six-game series. Pitching gets the best of Augusta once again as the River Dog Hurlers hold down the Green Jackets to just two runs. A tightly contested 4-2 victory in Game 2. We've got the Easy Go postgame show coming up next here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. 4-2, Charleston takes the win on this Wednesday night on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why...
Welcome to the postgame show presented by Easy Go from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston takes a game two as they squeak it out at the end. 4-2, the final score. River Dogs make it two in a row against the Green Jackets to open up the series with a close one tonight. Very interesting numbers on this one as we get into the postgame show. Mitchell Speltz with you as we wrap things up. Here from the Joe in Charleston. Foul numbers in this game. Augusta, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 6 runners left on base. Charleston, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base. Green Jackets actually out-hit Charleston this game by 1 as the River Dogs were held without a hit for the final 5 innings of this ball game. But the 4 runs they scored in the fourth was enough for them to win the ball game. Most interesting enough as well, Green Jackets held the check offensively, but they only struck out 4 times in this game. Charleston was able to get out to everywhere, especially on the ground. Talking about Jordano Perez in the pregame today, how good of a ground ball pitcher he's been. Charleston just as effective in that department here today as they got half the outs on the ground today, as that ended up being a big part of their success as they got 3 double plays as well to go along with that. 2 off the bat of Braulio Vasquez. Green Jackets after the loss are now 20-15. Charleston improves to 23-12, excuse me. They stay within a game of Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets are now 4 off the pace. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,735 River Dog fans here in Charleston here tonight. Time now for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ballgame, and that would be the double play ball. O'Neill Mansueta hits into in the 6th inning, a perfectly played ball by Cal Conley. A sliding stop, tagged the bag, got up right away, and made the double play on Mansueta to end the inning and retire the side. And now for the IT guy of the game presented by the Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. And this honor will be earned tonight by Stephen Paulini. Had a 2-hit performance, double in the first, single in the fourth, scored one of the runs tonight for Augusta. Had a 3-hit game yesterday. Stephen's now got 5 hits in the series. He is tonight's IT guy, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. Pile drive around the league as we look at the final score. Around the Carolina League, most games have gone final. Games from this afternoon, Myrtle Beach tops Columbia 13-2. Fayetteville edges out Kannapolis 2-1 on the road. Delmarva wins their 3rd game in a row. They beat Fredericksburg 5-3 tonight. Lynchburg all over Salem. They put up some big later innings to take a 10-2 lead over the Salem Red Sox. And Carolina best down east 8-1. Braves affiliate scores today. Gwinnett wins 4-3 over Memphis around the 7th inning. Helps the Stripers beat the Redbirds tonight. Rome is going to the bottom of the 9th, up 2-1 on Aberdeen. They're trying to split the first couple games of that series. Biloxi 4, Mississippi 2 at Trustman Park in Mississippi as the Braves are down by 2 to the Shuckers in the bottom of the 7th inning. And the Atlanta Braves earlier today lost to the Milwaukee Brewers in 11 innings on a walk-off home run by Keston Heron, and the Brewers won the game and the series. 7-6 the final here today. Two tomorrow we go. Green Jackets look to get on the board in this series and finally come through with a win. here in Charleston, which has been a field of horrors for them going back to last year. Landon Leach gets the ball, another sinker baller for the Green Jackets. He's looking for a bit of a bounce back. Just three innings for him combined in his last two starts, through just two innings last time out against Columbia, and still what was a winning effort for the Green Jackets. He'll face left-hander Antonio Jimenez. Green Jackets are 4-1 against lefties this year. Can they make it 5 tomorrow as they'll face Jimenez? With first pitch coming here from the Joe at 7.05 p.m. 6:45, the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer begins. Hope to have you with us as the Green Jackets look to get back into the series with a Game 3 victory against the Charleston River Dogs. Otherwise, that's all for us here tonight from Charleston. Once again, the final score, Charleston 4, Augusta 1. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying good night from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.